I mean, but, names just something you put on a poster at some point.
Yeah, but basically, so two of my favorite bands, one, the Taupe, they broke up in around 2019, I think. And then same as Gozen Sanji to Taikutsu, which means 3 a.m. and bored. So those two bands I brought to Canada like twice, both of them, each of those bands I brought twice, but they never, I don't think, toured together, but they became friends like for some reason. And when those two bands broke up, members from those two bands decided to form their own group. And we, even without listening to their music, like I had no clue what they were going to sound, this new band was going to sound like. I was sort of promised them that I'd bring them to Canada on the tour, so there's a lot of faith involved. But like, you know, those are my two of my favorite bands. There's no way they're, you know, whatever music that made could suck. So like, when they initially released their first EP, they the guy who I guess the quote unquote leader of the group, Yuki, he says that his music is going to sound sort of like a cross between Vampire Weekend and one of the biggest bands in Japan at the time, Sakan Action. So yeah, definitely like, so like, I wasn't too sure if like the, you know, those are great bands, but like not really sort of my cup of tea. And initially when I first listened to Butch Roy coming out of Summer Jacket's music, I don't know how much I liked it, but then when I saw them live, like, yeah, I mean, like, made a good decision in bringing them over. So they don't sound like, they're not as sort of like heavy as the Taupe, or as quirky as Gozen Sanji to Taikutsu, but they've matured, and they definitely have sort of like a more funky kind of sound with a lot of electronic music kind of mixed in. But it's definitely very interesting and worth checking out.
All right, so yeah, lots to enjoy for the ear here. You can get, you can get, they can start quoting all these cool bands of people who are like, oh, yeah, I've never heard of them. It's like, ooh, well, let me just no, trust flex me, like, my indie.
Even in Japan, most people have never heard of the bands that I actually bring over here to Canada. So
I don't know if like, yeah, is that a flex to like be like into? Do people still like have like a bit of a pissing contest about like, oh, I know so many obscure bands? Is that a thing anymore? Do people do that?
The thing at least with mine is that, I've chosen bands that were definitely obscure at the time, but then gone on to pretty decent careers, like Kinoko Teikoku, and even Stereo Go was on a pretty good trajectory. They're on hiatus right now. Akai Koen, for sure. They were definitely a band that became pretty big as well. But definitely in... let's see. In Japanese music scene, people are pretty hardcore into, you know, being like music snobs and like knowing all the different bands and like, and they do wear that on like as a badge if they know certain bands that other people wouldn't. So, no, it's still a thing, I think.
In Japan. I guess I just haven't been hanging out with the people who do that. I just browse the disco section at the record store. That's it. All right, we got one more act to talk about here, Furutori.
Furutori, so they're a two-person act, two females, drums and guitars mainly, but they also incorporate other instruments. The guitarists, they both sing, they take turns singing lead, and the guitarist also uses a loop pedal, so she loops in like other instruments and also different, you know, guitar riffs. So even though they're only two people, they probably have the most complicated setup of any of the bands in the group. Like, they use four amps. They use the bass amp, and they use three guitar amps as well.
Wow.
And they have like multiple keyboards and stuff like that, so it's pretty crazy how their setup is.
Our sound techs are gonna have fun putting that together.
Yeah, it's like sounds like the worst nightmare for sure. So I'm sure they first look, oh, it's just two people, how hard that could that be, like,
psych.
they kind of go through all the different genres, like the drummer, she's big into math rock, so she kind of has like pretty complicated polyrhythms and stuff like that. But otherwise, it is kind of like a little bit low on the lo-fi end in terms of guitar. Like, you know, the guitarist, you're not gonna confuse it for Jimi Hendrix or anything, but you know, she's decent on guitar. Do a really good job in terms of harmony and going through different genres, from like emo ballads to like hip hop to like math rock to, yeah. So it's hard to define their sound. They just kind of decide on a particular song, decide on a theme, and then try to run with it. And you can't really pigeonhole them into one particular type of music.
Well, it seems like it's going to be a hell of an act. Two people, so many genres.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
it's going to be a dense show, so bring a snack and hopefully we get a chance. Your ears will have a chance to rest between each set to pick up all these amazing sounds coming to you all the way from Japan at the Red Gate on the 24th of May in 2 weeks. So don't miss it. Well, you already kind of told us that, you know, this is already the last one going up here, so that kind of makes me wonder, what's the next step for Steven Tanaka? Are you just gonna settle back into being full-time doctor and musical, you know, merchant?
I still love Japan. I still try to travel there as much as I can. I usually go about anywhere between 5 to 7 times a year, although the trips are kind of short, like 1 week to 2 weeks max. Mm-hmm. But I go often. I love music still. I always love music, so I'll always be going to shows. And I'm sure I'm going to get the bug to kind of do this again. Like I said, I probably won't be being in 5 bands, maybe 2 or 3 bands. But if I find a few bands that I really, really like, that I kind of want to have them come to Canada, give them, like, you know, do something for them, by, like, you know, giving them an opportunity to, like, perform in a new country and have them sightsee and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like the part of the reason is, like, it's like more than double edges, kind of various reasons to why I do this tour. But I kind of also want to give back to, you know, the bands that I really like and give them an opportunity, as well as, like, have Canadians kind of get exposure to these great bands.
So, giving so many people a unique experience, be they the musicians coming here to play for us here in Canada or us coming to see them at the show, where all our lives are better for it, Stephen. So, yeah. You know, I'm sure everyone has thanked you profusely over the years, but allow me to say it again. Thank you so much for putting all these amazing shows together after, you know, all these, for the last 13 or so years.
You're welcome.
I don't think it'll be the last we hear from you, as you are probably as you're alluding to. But again, you've done a great service for.
Yeah, one last thing, because, like, I always had a dream. One of the first things, like, I've always wanted to keep this kind of underground, but I had this sort of, like, one kind of goal, which would be to bring 3 semi-legendary bands that I really liked. They all, by coincidence, were on Sony Music. So, first band is Rintoshi de Sigure. Like, a lot of people, anyone who watches anime might have, like, had exposure to them. But they're sort of a mainstream band, but definitely still have kind of, like, underground kind of sound to them. And so they're an awesome band. They're one of the dream bands that I kind of wanted to bring. But because they're on sort of, like, a mainstream band on a major label like Sony, like... just talking to the manager didn't really have too much of an interest in coming to Canada, even though the band, like, the drummer, who I know reasonably well, like, he definitely was, like, keen to come to Canada, but we couldn't really talk the manager to get in. It would involve, like, me forking over, like, tens of thousands of dollars for them to kind of be interested in coming. But I wanted to bring Rintoshi de Sigure, another band called Chat Munchie, who I really like. They're probably one of the most influential female bands in Japan. That's, like, that a lot of female bands basically materialized because they were fans of their music. So they influenced lots of women to get into rock. And finally, Midori, which is sort of like Midori, a crazy...
Yes.
Oh, you know them. Awesome.
Oh, yeah,
like,
man.
So they've broken up, but then I'm trying to think, like, maybe I can get Mariko Goto to kind of... get the band together for Canada. So my dream was always to bring those 3 bands. It never materialized, but I still haven't given up the dream. They're still sort of young enough that maybe they could still, you know, like Chat Munchie and Midori could get back together theoretically. Mm-hmm. And my dream would be to bring those 3 bands to Canada do a tour.
Midori was probably my first exposure to, like, Japanese post-hardcore fusion. So that would be amazing.
They were actually... You know what? Before they were actually, like, on, like, they were, they, you know, basically, I was going to bring them to Canada during Volume 3. Like, I was supposed to bring them during Volume 2, but they initially said no. So I invited a band called SGT on the tour and with Subsquad, like, basically. But then at the last minute, they said, okay, no, we changed our mind. We definitely want to go on tour. But I couldn't bring them because, like, I already promised another, like, I had the lineup set. So I said, I'll definitely bring you on the next tour. So they were set to come on to Next Music from Tokyo Volume 3. And everything, you know, the manager, everything was, like, a go. And then Mariko Goto is, like, the singer. Like, she decides, okay, she's going to break up the band. So before, like, maybe 2-3 months before they came to, were going to come to Canada, yeah, they broke up. So, yeah. But that almost happened where Midori came to Canada.
Well, you know, maybe they got a hankering, you know, a hunger to get back up on the stage and make some wild sounds all together one day. and then you'll be right there.
Yeah, definitely have good taste, that's for sure. Like, Midori is definitely one of the bands I'm heartbroken I never got a chance to bring to Canada.
Ah, I know the feeling. So yeah, there's a whole lot of feelings to be had, and I don't know how imagine you hosting up there and going like, this is the last show, and just slowly breaking down.
Vancouver,
like,
Vancouver's my hometown too, so I was born and raised in Vancouver. So.
Well, hopefully we haven't changed too much for the taste, and you know maybe when you want to do it again, we'll be right there for you.
Awesome.
Steven Tanaka, thank you so much for just spending some time with me this afternoon and telling us about your passion for Next Music from Tokyo, Volume 15. 16 maybe someday, but until then.
Well, you're definitely on the guest list. Actually, I guess you work at Reggae.
I work there.
So it doesn't matter. But yeah, definitely catch the hatch if you can, at the very least. And I hope I see you at the show.
All right. I hope to catch up with you as well. Thank you so much again, and have a lovely rest of your day. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure.
Bye. Bye.
Para no mentir.
Yo, what is up, dear listener? Welcome back to the show. This is still CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby, Simon Fraser University campus here in British Columbia, buddy. And yeah, you just heard a lovely interview with Stephen Tanaka, the guy behind Next Music from Tokyo. You may have heard about it over the last 13 odd years, bringing Japanese music to people all across Canada out of his own gosh dang pocket. What a guy. So as you heard, this may be the last one. So if we have any listeners in Toronto or Montreal, make sure you go check it out. Vancouverites, pre-sales are sold out, but you know, it just has to show up at the door. See what happens. See what happens. Come on down. It's over at the Red Gate, Main and Third. That is 2 weeks from now of Wednesday, the 24th of May. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. So also, we still got a little bit of time left in the show. So you better believe we're going to keep telling you about some cool stuff happening around this vibrant, fun, fantastic city of Vancouver. Again, thank you, Steve. Thank you, Stephen Tanaka, for making some time for me today. Hope you enjoyed that interview, everybody. Okay, let's get you more so in the know about some cool stuff happening around this fine, fun, fantastic city of Vancouver. The newest venue in town, the Birdhouse, formerly Eastside Studios, the same people, I believe. They have a cool little party tomorrow, Friday night, 9 p.m. Cheap and cheerful. It's $8 cover. There's some sweet DJs: Mango Sweet, Coda, Pretty Boy, and Shy Pervert. That's a good one. anyways, they'll be spinning some pop, hip hop, dance, Guilty Treasures, and all that jazz, all the stuff you like to dance to. So go check it out. Welcome them to the new artistic industrial center. Mixed use, I do say so. Anyways, check it out. Queer Dance Party, cheap and cheerful, over at the Birdhouse at 44 West 4th Avenue. Friday night, 9 p.m. Be there. New cool spot, Painted Ship. They have Mark Sultan in the house Friday night. Check it out. You may know him as one half of King Kong and the Barbecue Show. And yeah, I'm going to assume he means some mean barbecue, and they probably have some cool barbecue over there, but I don't know. I still haven't been over there. I heard it's nice. Anyways, $12 cover for that. Show's at 10 o'clock at the Painted Ship over at Broadway and McDonald, or McKenzie, rather. Check it out. That's a word. Chapstick is a thing that's happening over at the Cobalt Friday night, 10:30. Let's see. They got DJs and some performers for you to see. Got DJ Sam Steele and Casey Wright, former guests of the show, along with some go-go dancers. You got Tyrell, Gushy, Marcello, and a special guest, so don't miss it. You'll have your night hosted by Billy Blue and Rogue, or Rouge. I always had this problem in World of Warcraft when I was trying to, like, is it Rouge? Am I spelling Rouge or am I spelling Rogue? Anyways, I think it's Rouge. And Cole Thickup doing the thing as well. Tickets at the door, $25, limited capacity, so don't miss it. Check it out. It's going to be a fun little dance and performance night for you and all your besties. Check it out. It's the Chapstick Show, Friday night, the Cobalt, 10:30, be there. Over in New West, Bullies back at it again with Redrin, Space Detectives, Heartset, and LI3. Or is it Lithium 3? I'm not sure. I'm going to go with Lithium 3 because that sounds cool. So check it out. You got ska rock, you got some, there's gonna be some horns in the house, so don't miss it. Yeah. Would you believe they're from Victoria? Yeah. The home of ska, West Coast ska, Victoria. That's where you go for ska around this neck of the woods. Still waiting for that fourth wave, guys. Anyways, they've been around for a while. Check them out. If you enjoy yourself some ska, check it out. Brendan, Space Detectives, Heartset, and LI3. Fashion Change is a thing at Black Lab. So check it out. You got some cool, definitely super cool music. I was just checking out some earlier. Music from Seattle and Bellingham, our neighbors down south, coming up here to rock for you.
at the Black Lab with Blimp and Hollow Point. $20, no one turned away due to lack of funds. Doors at 7, bands at 8. Show up on time because they won't wait. All right. Let's play some music and then I'll figure out the rest. We're going to check out some music by Mark Salt, and this is Believe Me. Welcome back, dear listener. You just heard some cool music. That was Sleep by Fashion Change off their tape Coward, which looks cool. I like their graphic design. You should go see them at the Black Lab. They are playing Saturday, 7 p.m., along with Spur from Bellingham, Blimp, and Hollow Point from our own backyard. Don't miss it. Before that, you heard some Mark Sultan playing Over the Painted Ship Friday night at 10 o'clock. Don't miss it. $12 cover for that one. That was this track, Believe Me. All right, I got a few more here, and then we're going to get out of here, all right? I gotta go visit a friend. Verboten and Drill is doing a late-night multi-party show over at 247 East 1st. There will be drag shows. There will be beverages. There will be vendors. There will be more, so much music that you will have difficulties choosing which room to stay in. That's Saturday night, 7 p.m. till late. There's going to be a bunch of people. Contravoid, Charlie, Black Plague, Tommy Grimes, The Wheel, Adam, Brittany West, Dr. BPM, Heine, Matt Texan, Jody Roger, and Sub DD, along with some drag performances by House of Rice and some awesome DJs also in the mix. Verboten with Drill, Saturday, 7 p.m. at 247 East 1st Avenue. Check it out. Over at Green Auto at 1822 East Pandora Street, you can go see a bunch, two different shows. They're happening at the same time. Parallel. Explain. Empress is playing. They're playing alongside Fearbirds, Mival Grade, 1982. That's inside. Then outside, you've got the Rejection stage, which is Uptight, Cult Babies, K-Car as well. And there'll be a bunch of art vendors, so it's a very art weekend. So go check it out. Tickets are $12 in advance, or $15 at the door. Doors are at 7, band is at 8. Two stages, several vendors, many bands. Check it out. That's Saturday night, 7 p.m. at Green Auto. There's a cool gamelan show happening over at Performance Works on the 13th, Saturday, and the 14th. Check it out. All right, last one of the night is going to... was something I think is going on at Green Auto. Is it Green Auto? Let me check. Yes, it's at Green Auto. On the 14th, you can go see Crescent Ridge from Boston, Little Low from Oakland, Emma Goldman, Aversions, and Warm from our own backyard. This is going to be a Little Low here with their track, Dream Dog. It's taking us home. I hope you've had a lovely day. Enjoy the program. In case you missed what was going on today, or it was so nice you wanted to hear it twice, tune in on Fridays at 8 p.m. for the rebroadcast. Have a good one.